Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. Or this Dr. Cox Master Times presents the world today. My friends, my neighbors, my brothers and my sisters, the coming of the Lord is at hand. A Jesus disciple asked him, say, Master, when is the end time? He told him that no man know the end time, even my Father, even the angel, I bow down before my fathers. They do not know the end time. But when you see a nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, pestilence, famine, earthquake in diverse places, now earthquakes in your places. Said, know ye not that the end is at hand. My friend, my brothers and my sisters, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's coming your way. If your soul will not anchor in Jesus, He will surely take you away. Today, beloved, every nation in the world, there's war on every continent, every nation. Friends rise up against friends, enemies against enemies. My friend, it's a colossal, catastrophic situation that face the earth today. Man is looking for the answer, but the only answer it is in Jesus. And he said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, have you been to Jesus and asked him to cleanse you from your sins? If you haven't been to Jesus, my friend, it's high time that you go to Jesus and ask him to cleanse you from your sins. Do you know him as a Savior? Do you know him as a keeper? Do you know him as a deliverer? He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. My friends, today, the call, this is a call to repentance, a universal call to repentance. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is a command. You shall be saved. Whosoever call of my friends. Say, if the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, naked, sad, naked and bad, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am a part of the unashamed. I'm not ashamed to own Jesus, because one day He will save my soul, clean me up, set my feet on the solid rock. There has been some issues, some difficulties along the way. But I assure you, my friend, as I cling to his unchanging hand, that he never has left me alone. He never. Though fell down on my promise, but he never left me. He was right there to pick me up, turn me around, place my feet on a solid rock, to let the blind call, to receive their sight, let the deaf receive hearing, the dumb receive their speech, the sick heal, the lame walk, the hungry bread, the thirsty water, the weary rest, the sad glad, naked clothed in the garment of righteousness. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. I have the Holy Spirit, my decision has been made. I am one of his disciples. I will not look back, let up, slow down, or back away, or be still until he comes for me. And I shall see the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. I don't need position, promotion, popularity to be heard. I don't have to be at the top of the pyramid to be recognized or praised or reward. I now walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race and with patience and labor, lift my prayers and labor by the power of the Almighty, because my eyes have seen his glory, and I will not turn back. My face is set, my gaze is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, and my ways is rough. My companions are few, and my guide are reliable. And my mission is clear, to walk the streets of gold sometime soon. I cannot be bought with all the rice in China, neither the money in Fort Knox, or the gold in New York, or the silver in New York. I won't compromise, detour, lower, turn back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemies, ponder at the pool of popularity, or mended in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up until I've stowed up, stayed up, paid up, preach up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I am his disciple. I must go until he come. And when he come for me, I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. And he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. He says, Thomas, thrust your finger in my side. Where they pierced me in my side, and the blood and water comes to my side. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein and sinner's plunge. We need that flood. Lose all the guilty stones. My friends, today is high time. If you have not been to Jesus for your cleansing power, it's high time that you plunge beneath that flood. Lose all your guilty stain. He washes it away, make you clean. Scripture today will be taken from the book of the 1 Corinthians. 7 21 to 40. Read as I said, art thou called being a servant? Care not for it, but thou mayest be made free. Use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord, being his servant, is the Lord, is the Lord's free man. Likewise, also he that is called, being free in Christ, is Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servant of men. Brothers, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God. Not concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give my judgment. As one that had obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful, I suppose, therefore, that it is good for the present distress. I say that it is good for a man so to be. Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loose. Art thou loose from a wife? Seek not a wife. But, and if thou married, thou hast not. Thou have not sinned. And if a virgin married, she had not sinned. Nevertheless, but shall have trouble in the flesh. But I spare you. But I spare you. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they have none, and they that wept as though they, and they that rejoice as though they rejoice not, and they that buy as though they possess not, and they that who this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. Yes, Lord. But I will have ye without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belongs to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. There is difficulty also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cared for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married cared for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I speak for you, for your own profit, now that I may cast a snare unto you. But for that which is commonly, and that ye may attain upon the Lord without distraction. But if any man think that he behaveth himself uncommonly towards his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age, and neither require that them do what he will, he sinneth not, let them marry. Nevertheless, he that doth fast in his heart, having no necessities, but have power over his own will, and have so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virginity, do it well. So then he that giveth her in marriage, do it well. But he that giveth her not in marriage, do it better. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth. But if a husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will. Only in the Lord. But she is happier if she be abide. And I think also that I have the Spirit of God. Beloved, we have read this complete, the end of this chapter. We had read the end of this chapter, but I want to take you back to the beginning. Of the program. Said whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. The time of the Lord, the coming of the Lord, is so close. Until it will be senseless if you keep on waiting. The coming of the Lord is at hand. And if your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you are not ready to meet him. But there's still a few minutes left on the time clock. There's still a few minutes left so that you can call upon the name of the Lord. Say, whoever you may be, wherever you are found, wherever your existence began, for whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. One day, my friend, I find it important that I call upon the name of the Lord. And he wonderfully saved my soul. Set me free from the bounds of Satan. Place my feet on a solid rock. Establish my going. With a song in my heart, praises in my mouth. Most High God, whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, my friend, there is no hiding place that he's coming in such an hour that you know not. Yes, so it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. All day be eating, they'll be drinking, they'll be marrying, and they given marriage until the flood came. Have no idea that there is a catastrophe underway. But the flood came to God. Commanded Noah what to do. He shut the door. And it rained. The heaven opened. And the earth unlocked. And the rain poured. And the waters flowed. And I can see by the eyes of faith that Noah and his family, the rising up from the ground. And the people come, knock on the door, open our doors. They remember. They remember Noah. Was building this boat. Noah said, I didn't close the door, so I cannot open the door. They knocked and they knocked. But there was no answer. And they all. So shall it be at the coming of the Lord. Say so, bust the cloud of glory. Set 1 foot upon the land, 1 foot upon the sea. I say, time shall be no more. You had your time. Time shall be no more. Our beloved, where shall you be? When he stepped one out upon the cloud and said, time shall be no more. Are you ready? Are your soul anchoring Jesus? Have you been to Jesus? Ask him. I said, come without money or without price. Freely give. Freely receive. Oh, my friend. And you refuse the call of God. Whenever you refuse the call of God, you'll leave yourself open for destruction. Oh, my friend. Remember, he's calling now. But after the ark has been closed, the door been shut, the people come knocking after the call. He run to the rock on the mountain. They fall on us. For the great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? Oh, my friend, before I leave, I want to remind you, there was two trains that's going. One is going up, and one is going down. The one that's going up is going to the gates of pearl, the heaven-bound train with the gates of pearl, on the streets of gold. You see the water running down the throne of God. Cherubim covered the face of God, the luscious garden, and the tree of life sitting in the background. Jesus, my God, is waiting to say, welcome, come and dine. But there's another train that's going down. Train is going up, and one is going down. There's another train that's going down. Where the worm died not, and the fire not quench. But the devil himself is the engineer. You say, ha 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 ha. You have paid your fare. You have cheated. You have murdered. You have stolen. You have break up family. You have put down your brothers and your sister. You have conspired to defraud your brother and your sister. You have conspired. You have served men in lieu of God. You have served, you are a servant of men. You have eaten till you're full. You have drunken until you got drunk. You have put away wife one after another. Your well paid your fare is well paid. You have paid your fare, and I'll land you. I'm sure I'll land you safe. I assure you, I'll land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worms die not, and the fire quench not. Because you have paid your fare, and it's only right I'll land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worm died not, and where the fire. What a reward, my friend. What a payday. What a payday that you live all your life and you work. And your pay will be in the lake of fire, where the worm died not. My friends, if this discourses be anything to you, you can call me 305-836-9545, or you may write to any 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, 32147. Or if you're in the city of Miami, you can come by the tabernacle where the right bishop was the highest respected pastor. And you can hear the testimony of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You too can sing the song, I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Beloved, and you too will see those who have been redeemed and who are living. God bless you.